This is at 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the National Finance Committee meeting. I'm Darlene Pagano. I am the chair, and I call this meeting to order. Art Paul, would you call the roll?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Kamau Harris. Christina Huggins.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Stephen Meeks.
Here.
Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, that's nine. You got a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I'm going to read out the report from the executive session, the closed session of this committee of April 30th. The NFC met with the executive director, national business officer, and WBAI general manager to begin the process required by the PNB to review the financial situation at WBAI. The committee discussed confidential topics regarding personnel, financial, and contractual matters. Thank you. Timekeepers of utmost importance tonight. Who can time items, the big units? Timekeeper for items.
I'll do that then.
Is that Susan?
Yeah, Susan will do it.
Susan for items, and who can do for persons, speakers? This is the 60-90-30.
Question, Madam Chair.
Did I not do the agenda approval
in
the right?
Nope, we didn't get to that at all.
Thank you, R. Paul. I'll put it.
And I have other questions, too.
Okay. First of all, as you see the agenda for tonight's meeting, is there any objection to the open portion of the agenda for this meeting?
Is someone making a motion to approve the agenda?
Darlene was making the motion, but should I have waited for someone else other than the chair, R. Paul?
No, you can make it.
I'm doing that.
Okay. Okay, objection.
Okay, you have an objection to this agenda. Go ahead, R. Paul.
I have. And I have a substitute, which I sent to the committee earlier today. And I will read it. I move that we here's an amendment. Basically, it's a substitute motion that the agenda be: one, agenda approval for the open portion of the meeting; two, call to order by chair.
Paul,
yes.
Excuse me, I need to interrupt. R. Paul, I did receive that. I wrote you back about it. And tell me, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to make sure I know this. How does the chair say no? No. No.
What do you mean, how does the chair say no?
Yeah, how do I say stop now, please? We're going to
okay.
Use the agenda. I mean, I'm only putting out the agenda that was already released the other day.
Well, okay. What happens is you've made a motion to adopt an agenda, and I'm making a substitute motion. Which is my right to do so. So if you're saying no to that, that would be out of order.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to
read the whole thing.
Yeah, there's no real, you know, it would probably be faster than us arguing about it. And I really think that this is a better way of doing this. I mean, has everyone – okay, and I think the people listening, the vast throngs who listen to these meetings
– right.
Do get to hear all of this.
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
I'm speaking publicly.
Okay. Agenda approval for the open session. Two, call to order by the chair. Three, roll call by secretary. Four, report out, which you've just done. Five, identify timekeepers. I will note that there's no time limit on this item. Six, approve open session minutes for April 23rd and April 30th, 2024. Seven, motions presented. Susan Young, there's no time limit for this particular item. Eight, Executive Director Stephanie Wells reports and Q&A, 10 minutes. Nine, items to schedule for NFC agendas in order as needed, 15 minutes. A, National Office Budget 2024, Accounting Agreement Across All Stations. C, Central Services Review. D, Approval Process for Central Services Determination. And I have a question about something. I'll just leave it at that. 10, explanation on the stream for tonight's executive session, 3 minutes. Considerations of WBAI budget, financials, personnel, and contractual items with Executive Director Stephanie Wells and WBAI General Manager Bertold Reimers. 11, motion to move to closed portion of meeting at time certain of 9:35, 2 minutes. And for the members of the committee, I sent this to the mailing list at 11:22 this morning, so it's in writing there. So there's my substitute motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Susan.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm going to vote in the because I am tired of this quibbling. This is a mistake. There are very much differences between two, between the agenda, and we're spending a lot of time arguing about them.
Wait a second. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah, it's bad connection there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's the internet connection. It's the internet connection, Susan. Your voice is coming across garbled. I did understand what you're saying. Up until the very last. I think you were making your point.
Like
you want to do that again?
Personal privilege. This is Milo.
Stop arguing about damned agenda. I am really upset we spend all this time at the end of the meeting arguing the agenda, and our book, yours, is very different from Darlene. Can we jump on with it?
Understood, I think, Susan, your appeal. I heard a point of personal privilege.
Oh, that was Myla. I did hear Susan the second time she articulated it, but she's coming through quite garbled.
Yes, I know she's going to have a struggle tonight. Okay. We have a motion on the floor from R. Paul.
I'd like to call the question.
That's one way to do it. Thank you.
No, it isn't.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Who's objecting?
R. Paul is pointing out that you cannot call the question in a committee.
All right. Okay. Then do we need to take a vote, R. Paul, on your
motion? Of course we do. Let me speak in favor of my amendment here. Yes, I think that the way I've outlined it is a better way to do the agenda. This other stuff that, you know, ignoring the PNB frou-frou at the top, it's first of all, we have to have a motion to have an agenda. And to say that, we're going to get various parts of it going, and then we'll approve the agenda. It doesn't work that way. The committee has to approve an agenda, and that's when we go with it. So, carts before the horse, otherwise.
Orders the day.
All right, R. Paul.
There are no orders of the day. We haven't adopted an agenda.
R. Paul, thank you for motivating this motion.
Yeah, I think I've done so.
Okay, is there anyone who wants to speak against R. Paul's motion? Hearing no other motivation, shall we come to a vote on our poll suggestion for changing the agenda tonight?
Let's vote.
Okay. All in favor of...
You wanted to... why did I call the roll? That's how we do it.
Okay, that is the way.
Okay.
Could you read the motion? Read the motion one more time.
The whole thing?
Not the whole thing.
No.
The motion is... Okay, people are yelling. The motion is... a substitute motion that I've submitted, and it was sent to the mailing list at 11:22 this morning, and it's all written out there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. What does it do? I was at work. What does it do?
Can you look at it right
come
now?
Come on now.
It simply arranges the agenda in a way that's more linear and is also logical.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's all I want to
know.
All
right. Please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo.
Yes.
Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Kamau Harris. Christina Huggins.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Stephen Meeks.
Yes.
Darlene Pagano?
No.
Myla Reason?
No.
Minerva Sanders?
I'm going to abstain.
Susan Young?
No.
Okay. 4-4, 4 against, 1 abstention. So the amendment fails. We go back to the original agenda that the
do we have approval agenda approval for this open portion of our meeting that agenda is for tonight? Do we have any objection?
Right.
Who is speaking? And I did not hear what you had to say.
I have to say, I cannot hear anything that Susan Young is saying.
I will come back again.
I think you just said you're going to go out and back in again for the meeting, Susan. Can you say yes or no? Well, she may be already gone. All right. We're going to do a roll call vote. Can we go on with this agenda for this evening now?
You asked if there are no objections, and there are no objections to this.
All right. Hearing no objections, we're going to move on and struggle with this agenda for tonight. Our Paul, I did respond to your
I saw that
request, and I am totally open to having you and I have a conversation about the agenda structure. So with that said, we are moving on. We have agenda approval for this evening, and we have one timekeeper, and that is Susan for items. If she can really participate in this meeting, and I'm still looking for a timekeeper for items, for speakers. That's
Madam Chair.
Yes,
Madam
sir,
Chair.
Paul.
Yeah. How is it that there's a time limit for speakers? Is this something that came down from the PNB at some point?
No, it did not. And if I am mistaken, thank you for asking an open-ended question on that. And if we do not need timed speakers, then I will do it that way. And then I will be the chair who has to tell people to please wrap it up so we can go that way. Is that better? Is that a more Robert's Rules approach?
Well, the items have times, and so the idea behind committees is that we get to debate and throw things back and forth and all of that, and so this just shouldn't. In general, it is a bad idea to have committees with time limits on debate. And so
right.
We just have to make sure people don't bloviate.
I will accept. I will accept that interpretation. Thank you very much, R. Paul. All right. R. Paul has given the minutes of, let me make sure I have that right, April 23rd. And the April 30th PN.
NFC.
Thank you. Couldn't remember the right sequence there, could I? The NFC session of April 23rd, and then the closed session had on April.
No. It's the public sessions. We're only doing public sessions here. April 23rd was all open. April 30th had a little bit of a preamble before the executive session, but it was open. So it's two open session sets of minutes. I move that we approve.
I move approval of both. Susan.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving those on with the understanding, as always, that people can come back with corrections after this vote? Okay, I'm on the any objections part, and I'm not hearing any. Not hearing any objections. We will move on then to the next item. Susan, that was you that just spoke clearly, yes?
Yes, it was. Can you all hear me better? I dropped off and came back on.
That's better.
Sounds better.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
We don't have...
Go ahead.
So, okay, I thought you said wait. We don't have a time limit on this. I suggest 10 minutes. If there isn't an objection, I am bringing forward two motions. When we forwarded a deficit budget for WBAI and a deficit budget for WPFW, we were instructed by the PNB to address these deficit budgets with meetings with ED business manager and station management. The motion that I'm putting forward is to make that a standard policy for the NFC. The motion is when the NFC forwards a deficit budget to the PNB, the NFC will automatically follow up with the ED business manager and station management to begin the process of addressing the deficit.
Do you need any motivation for that, Susan?
I apologize. I'm motivated in advance. This is
yes.
What I'm suggesting is that the NFC have this as a standard policy and not have to wait for instruction from the PNB.
Thank you. Anyone needing to speak against this motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody else.
I'd like to say something. But what do you get? You have something ahead of me or something? Go ahead.
What I want to say is I will expand ED to executive director. That's it.
Thank you, R. Paul. The next voice I heard, is that Paul D. Rienzo?
Yeah. Right. No, I don't have any basic problem with this, except for, the back of my mind possibility of political use of such a thing, singling out people and picking on them and stuff like that. But, that's life. But I am worried about programming and how does this affect programming? Does that mean that the finance people can come in and affect the type of programs that are heard on the show, on the station? That's in question, whatever it is.
This motion says when a deficit budget is sent to the PNB, that's the trigger. And then the NFC will do what we've been instructed to do with the last two budgets to automatically follow up. So it doesn't say anything about, and it doesn't give any indication of what this process will undergo. It's to start the process. I hear your voice, Susan.
Yes, I would like to speak to that. We have a very good example with what we're doing with WBAI, and we are looking to management at the station and the executive director and the business manager to come in with their strategy. Those may include programming or they may not. We are relying on their leadership.
Mm-hmm. But programming, question, programming in the sense of, well, some programmers getting paid a salary and maybe they shouldn't be getting that salary, or programming in a sense of
executive session when it's not being discussed in public is
okay.
The place for
that. Okay. Got it.
Thank you. I'm going to ask the question to move the motion. Does anyone else have a question of Susan or speak against? Otherwise, we're going to vote.
Quick question, okay. Christina.
Christina, go ahead.
I just want to clarify, my understanding for reading the motion is that we would be following up with the executive director, business manager, and station management to begin the process. To me, that means we will make a recommendation to the PNB because we're in a committee. We're not empowered to implement any decisions. Is that correct, Susan?
Yes.
So we're just coming up with a plan. So I just wanted to put that.
What we're doing is we have forwarded a deficit budget, which apparently we are not approving. And I believe it is an appropriate next step for us to not just say, wow, it's a deficit, too bad, but rather continue, if you will, the budgeting process by working with ED and management. And if there are things that need to be brought to the PMB, they would be.
All right. I agree. Thank you. You answered my question.
Great.
Any other questions before I move the motion? All right. If there are no objections, which I'm listening for right now, any objections to this motion, the motion will carry. Thank you. Susan, there's a second.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, the second motion for stations with deficit budgets. Station and national management will determine with periodic financial reports, at least quarterly, whether the deficit is increasing or decreasing, and report to, I said the PNB, but I think it should be the NFC.
Okay, we can all understand, at least I can, having those two sets of letters get mixed up in your mouth. Can we read Susan's motion as report to the NFC? Having heard her motion, is there anyone who wishes to speak against, or are there questions? Hearing no further discussion on this motion. Do I hear any objections to passing this motion? Hearing no objections to passing this motion, it carries. Thank you all very much. I do not have the dashboard up for who is in this meeting, and I will do that, but I do not know if Stephanie Wells has come into the meeting. Are you here, Stephanie? Okay, I think not.
Madam Chair?
Yes,
Madam Chair. Could I ask if there are, okay, we know that we have the members here and apparently the executive director is not here. Is there anybody else who's not the executive director or a member who is here? Like directors, could they please say that they're here?
Yes.
I am here, Umberto.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to do this one at a time along with names, please, of directors. Go ahead. I heard a woman's voice saying yes. So could
Donna
you speak
Carter
up
here?
Donna Carter, I am so glad to see Donna Carter, that code worked for you for once. Thank you. And I heard another voice following her. Is there another director here?
Yeah, I'm here, Jim.
Jim Dingman is here. Okay. Jim, can I ask you what credentials you're using to get in? Jim Dingman?
I've had the phone number for, anyway, I don't want to talk. I've had the number to get in here for several.
All right, what's you're cutting rules off, and I can, and my
point
question
point of,
should be.
Point of information to the chair. Point of information.
Yes.
I'm not clear. Please explain to us what are the rules for who can get on the line and listen in to a National Finance Committee meeting.
Who can dial in are the members of the committee and any director who has requested to attend the meeting.
So Jim asked me for the number and I gave it to him. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us know.
And I would give that to any director who asked me, I guess, if that's okay. I mean, tell me if it's not okay. I will do it.
Well, they should ask so that we can give them them their own code, and then they will also show up on the dashboard.
Okay. And I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I didn't know that. I would have told
them
that.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who is not a member of the committee who is sitting in on this meeting? Okay. Hearing none, do you feel your question's been answered, Arpaul?
I guess so.
All right. Thank you all very much. We are having to skip the public report from Stephanie Wells at this meeting, and so we will make sure that goes on the agenda for the next public meeting. And then we have 15 minutes, if needed, set aside to look over our upcoming work, make sure we understand what all of this is, and do you all agree that this is what we will work on? And why one of the reasons I'm asking this is because I'm going to try to encourage, nudge all of us to do some work in between meetings. And I don't mean to say that as if no one has done their work. I'm just mentioning that there might be more. Let me just say that the next and last 2024 budget that we need to review is the National Office. The other thing, and this is being brought up by me, the detail of these items is not included in the agenda. I was told that, descriptions are not part of the agenda, so I left it out. But the accounting agreement, this is leading up to Central Services review, and it turns out, as far as I've been able to find from different stations, that what people call the money coming in is different at different stations. And what they call money coming in that is to be coordinated with as part of Central Services is different in many of the stations from each other. So in this case, I'm calling for more of a standard description that all stations use of money coming in. So that is what item two is. Item three is getting underway with the Central Services review. And the last thing will be to either affirm Central Services as they are, make a different determination, but reach an agreement, an approval process for central services. Those are the next four items I see as the chair. I see that as before us. Does anyone else have something to say about our upcoming work as a committee?
This is Myla.
Okay, our Paul, and then Myla. Go ahead.
Well, let Myla go first.
Okay, Myla. Thank you, our Paul. Myla?
I would like to see, for item three, the central services review.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's included or not, but I would like to see it clearly spelled out exactly what services are considered central services and how, and some kind of a analysis of how the time is allocated for each station, what central services are actually being taken advantage of, how much the various stations rely on the various services involved with central services.
All right. I would like you to write that up if you would, because you have, you know, listed a couple of specificities, and we can get that to our national office. That's Stephanie and Markeisha. Would you do that, Myla?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Thank you. All right. The next speaker I heard was our Paul.
Okay. In terms of central services, there is an existing motion that the NFC passed, and I believe it went to the PNB, and it might even have gotten passed at the PNB. And basically, it's fairly simple. In order to deal with, the question of what gets counted, I think, if I remember correctly, it's all revenue, because that makes it simple. All revenue would be counted. In the past, there's been a parsing of listener support. Some parts of listener support were exempted. It's gotten complicated before that most recent motion that was passed. So right now, as far as I know, it's just all revenue, period. Thank you.
Is there anyone else on the stack?
Christina?
Okay, Christina.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is looking at the actual fairness of the way that the central services are structured. I think we need more information on it, and it would be a good idea to review it and to look at what would be unfair to some stations and not fair to others. So I just think this wants us to take a look at it. We should take a look at it.
Yes. What I am putting on the agenda is the order in, I'm hoping, the order in which we take things up. And I'm putting myself on the stack, and that is that I just got a text from Stephanie Wells who says she will be here shortly. So for me to go back to what I was saying, in talking to just a few of the stations, financial people, those stations that have separate financial people, the amount of confusion between what the NFC says and how the financial folks are trying to put it into action was, there was a lot of kerfluffle. So that is what I am putting down, is trying to get all of the monies. There's an agreement on how they are identified, which was the most part of the kerfluffle that I heard. And once we have that, we could see how central services actually plays out across the standardized chart of accounts, and see where we wind up there. I do understand, our Paul, that a motion was passed. This will be a new a new motion to cover this part of the NFC's work and brought up once we have agreement, if we agree that there needs to be a change from the wording of the previous agreement, in that case, then we would, this 2024 NFC would bring a new motion. This is actually, folks, not something I'm expecting a vote on of this. What I am hoping for are questions or objections to hear, so that we're, I'm as best prepared as I can to start each one of these items which are coming up for and are on the purview of the NFC.
Madam Chair, 5 more minutes.
Well, if I don't hear that people have other things they want to bring up about this list, we can move on. And I hear a charmingly quiet group of people. Okay, thank you. Item G on this agenda, the way I did it, is that we are about to give an explanation on the stream for our going into executive session this evening's meeting. And the explanation is that the considerations of the WBAI deficit budget, financials, personnel, and contractual items will be discussed with the executive director, Stephanie Wells, and the WBAI GM, Berthold Reimer. Do I hear a motion to move to closed session?
So move.
Okay, I hear Susan and second R. Paul. So are there any objections to this motion?
One, I didn't second. Two, it doesn't need a second in committee.
Thank you, R. Paul. Did you have, you were just going to move the motion. Am I correct?
I didn't do anything.
All right, R. Paul. Thank you. Stephanie Wells is on the call, but we are moving to the closed portion of the meeting, and I'm going to take the whatever minute, 2 minutes it takes to close this. It has been left to me to do that.